your own artificial intelligence. Today's optimized and reduced models are 2 GB of RAM. They lack detail. Faces are distorted in photos, for one. But the text generators can reason, so if you place them in a conventional AI harness, one that asks the right questions, they will work. The very big AIs get their knowledge from their own brains. But you can make a local AI that specializes in one thing and one thing well very powerful too. If you do add the multiplier of it specializing at something specific, you can do great things with it. A $2,000 computer at the local supermarket comes with 12 gigabytes of video RAM. A 196 gigabyte video RAM remote server can be rented for as little as $6 per hour. And then the world's smartest AI costs just about $20 per month, and that will do all the programming for you. To be specific without becoming too technical, you need to program the conventional AI, one that marked a breakthrough in car problem diagnostics and computer games. It is very simple. The problem it has, however, is that it needed a lot of configuration, something today's AI is perfect at doing. You can really make expert systems and goal solvers shine by building up their knowledge with today's large language models. Shine at what, you ask? Well, it has two interesting answers, computer games and computer programming, specifically code generation. I'll let you dream up computer games, but let me tell you about programming. I learned web design from a wise CSS framework called Bootstrap. I always try to make my own Bootstrap and always go back to the old one because it is that much wiser and easier to configure. But if you had time in this busy age to build up a knowledge base that generates something like Bootstrap, classes, user interface components, web component, and a clean XML-based language far cleaner than the world's leading React. I hope you will be startled to realize that conventional AI is better at precious code generation, though it's still required for the configuration. Like I mentioned above, the problem with the old-school AI, or as we should call it, GoFi, good old-fashioned artificial intelligence, is typing everything up. A lot of experts and mechanics had to collaborate on car diagnostics. Today, the process would take minutes. Probably 5, definitely less than 15. You have that power to build GoFi with your smart AI. It has to specialize at something, and the more specific the better. And don't worry about GoFi rules being determinate and predictable or repeatable. Just introduce a probability function or temperature. You can also create a hybrid. A harness like AI where rules are instructions. Not the strict GoFi data structures with provides and requires that get matched up and self-assemble to form a solution, but instructions for a tiny local AI. And it can probably handle them shockingly well on a slow computer. So this is a knowledge tree, but the knowledge is not connected together with anything. You leave it up to the little language model to make the connections. Data's already there, so it won't get confused frequently. The result is a local AI that runs on your computer, perhaps in a web page even, which also means it would run locally for your customers. You can look at Electron.js Showcase, find an open source application with a solid foundation, tear out the code with AI, and make a base for yourself. Here, you can host your generator or generators. You can now sell an application that people would want, if that is what you want. This is a great starting point for your dreams. For example, you could create a GoFi studio or GoFi shop where people can plug in their big AI to make their own conventional AI systems for their own specific purposes. Large language models are too slow for us to think about generating dynamic user interfaces live as needed. But GoFi could not be more efficient at procedurally generated user interfaces. You could try building applications that don't ship with a UI that assemble user interfaces as needed, or capture the code and sell components. Big AI is very interesting, but no one will ever take away your local one. And the local one can be even better at fundamentally precise tasks. There's no programming knowledge required here. You just ask your AI to show you GoFi examples in declarative XML and take it from there.